Hello, this is Michelle Lend. Welcome to the Arizona Association of Realtors Legal Affairs podcast on short sales. This podcast will last approximately 10 minutes. Subprime loan programs that were intended to make it easier to obtain financing and increase homeownership resulted in adjustable interest rate loans that required small or no down payments. Homeowners who financed their homes with loan programs with these initial low interest rates have or will experience dramatic increases in their monthly payment when the loan resets to the market rate. These and other factors have contributed to a striking increase in home loan defaults and foreclosures. In a loan default situation, the lender may be willing to work with the homeowner to avoid foreclosure. A homeowner may be able to convince the lender to allow the home to be sold for less than the loan amount and accept less than the amount owed as payment in full. This is known as a short sale. A lender may agree to a short sale to save the cost associated with the trustee sales, such as attorney's fees and trustee's fees, eviction, property repair, and resale costs. Additionally, a lender may agree to a short sale because if the property is foreclosed upon, the loan becomes a non-performing loan on the bank, the lender's accounting books, which may affect the funds the lender can obtain from the Federal Reserve for other loans. The listing agent and seller should consider several factors before deciding on pursuing a short sale. First, when considering a short sale, the seller must determine how much is owed on the property. For example, in addition to the delinquent loan, there may be a home equity loan, past due homeowners association fees, or unpaid property taxes. Then the seller must add in the cost of a sale, such as closing cost, escrow fees, and brokerage commissions. All of the seller's debts and costs must be factored in before determining whether a short sale is feasible. Second, a short sale will affect the credit score. How much the seller's credit score will be affected depends on how the lender reports the short sale to the credit reporting agencies. Third, even if a lender agrees to a short sale, the lender or the VA or FHA may not agree to forgive the debt entirely and may require the seller to pay the difference as a personal obligation. The outstanding debt could result in a subsequent collection action against the seller. Therefore, the seller must be certain of the terms of any short sale agreement with the lender before making a decision. Fourth, although a short sale in which the debt is forgiven is a relief of debt, this may be treated as income for tax purposes. A lender who forgives a debt must submit a 1099 form to the IRS indicating the amount of debt that has been forgiven. Although there are situations in which debt forgiveness will not result in tax liability, a seller should be advised to seek professional tax advice before selling their home. Also notably, the National Association of Realtors supports proposed legislation that would change this tax law. Obtaining a short sale agreement is not necessarily simple. The seller must convince the lender that it will fare better by agreeing to a sale for less than the outstanding loan amount. Thus, a short sale agreement may involve more documentation than the original loan application, since the seller must reverse qualify and prove that the seller is financially incapable of paying the loan. Also, different lenders have different short sale department names. So, contacting the person who has the authority to authorize a short sale on behalf of the lender may require some tenacity. The appropriate department may be called the Loss Mitigation Department, Workout, Foreclosure, Loan Modification, or Loan Reinstatement Department. AAR has developed two forms that may be used in a short sale transaction. AAR's short sale addendum to the listing contract addresses the issues which should be discussed with the seller before listing the home for sale, such as the potential credit and tax consequences. AAR has also developed a short sale addendum to the residential resale real estate purchase contract, which addresses the unique issues in this type of transaction. The short sale addendum provides that the contract is contingent on a short sale agreement acceptable to both the seller and the lender. And the form advises the seller to obtain professional legal and tax advice. The addendum obligates the seller to work diligently to obtain short sale approval from the lender. It requires the seller to deliver notice to the buyer if the seller and lender reach an acceptable short sale agreement. The addendum then provides that all time periods in the contract begin upon the buyer's receipt of that short sale agreement notice from the seller. The addendum provides that the buyer will be responsible for all the buyer's loan costs and that the buyer waives the seller's warranties in the resale contract except for the warranty that the premises will be in substantially the same condition as of time of contract. The close of escrow is to be 30 days or the number of specified days after the buyer receives the seller's short sale agreement notice. And the buyer is entitled to cancel the contract at any time before receiving that notice. There are also brokerage commission considerations in a short sale. Because the lender is accepting less than the full obligation, the lender may demand that the real estate brokers in the transaction reduce their commission as a condition to any short sale agreement. However, the brokers cannot be forced to reduce the agreed upon commission, even if the lender refuses to agree to the short sale unless the brokers do so. The commissioner's rules at R4-28-1101-D states that a licensee shall not allow a controversy with another licensee to jeopardize, delay, or interfere with the initiation, processing, or finalization of a transaction on behalf of a client. However, this rule goes on to say that this prohibition does not obligate a licensee to agree to alter the terms of any employment or compensation agreement or to relinquish the right to maintain an action to resolve a controversy. Therefore, even if a transaction will not close unless the brokers agree to reduce their commission, the brokers have no duty to do so. Further, if the listing broker agrees to reduce the listing commission, the buyer's broker commission is not affected by the listing broker's agreement. Unless the buyer's broker also agrees to reduce his or her commission, the listing broker is obligated to pay the buyer's broker the amount of commission offered in the MLS, regardless of any agreements between the listing broker and the seller or lender. Also, the purchase contract should not be used to address commission issues, even in a short sale. Any commission agreements should be handled by separate signed writings to avoid any misunderstandings, disputes, or potential violations of either the commissioner's rules or Article 16 of the Code of Ethics. Finally, consult your MLS rules and regulations for any MLS required disclosures in regards to short sales. Short sales can be very complex and risky transactions for everyone involved. Unless you're confident in your ability to handle such a transaction alone, consult with your broker or manager for advice and guidance. For additional information on short sales, visit the NAR website, Realtor.org, which has a field guide to short sales, or the AAR website, AARonline.com, which has the forms I referenced. These and other useful links may be found on the podcast webpage at the association website, AARonline.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you found this information valuable. And please tune in to the next AAR podcast. AAR is committed to making you the best prepared real estate practitioner with the highest standards.